Hello, everybody, and welcome to the very first episode of The Unknown, where we talk about paranormal and creatures that are debated as real or fake. I am your host, Kaylin, and today we are talking about the Jersey Devil. Now, before we start, I would like to credit my resources. I got my info from these websites, theshadowlands.net/JerseyDevil, well, JD, weirdnj.com/stories/JerseyDevil, and mythology.net/mythical-creatures/JerseyDevil. Sorry if I... Okay, anyway. If you want to check these out, please do. They have a lot of good information about the Jersey Devil if you're interested. I personally endorse these websites. They're really good. Now, the Jersey Devil has reportedly haunted New Jersey and the area surrounding it for like 260 years. The Jersey Devil has been seen supposedly by a little over 2,000 witnesses. That's a lot. As it says on the website, The Shadowlands, there are many different versions of the birth of the Jersey Devil. One of the most popular legends says a Mrs. Shrouds of Leeds Point, New Jersey, made a wish that if she ever had another child, she wanted to be the devil. Her next child was born misshapen and deformed. She sheltered in the house so the curious couldn't see him. On the stormy night, the child flapped his arms, twitched, turned into wings, and escaped out the chimney and was never seen by the family again. A Mrs. Bowen of Leeds Point said the Jersey Devil was born in the Shrouds' house at Leeds Point. Another story also placed the birth of Leeds Point said that a young girl fell in love with a British soldier during the Revolutionary War. The people of Leeds Point cursed her, when she gave birth, she had a devil. Some people believe the birth of the devil was punishment for mistreatment of a minister by Leeds folk. It also states, according to the witness of that website, actually, that it was about 3.5 feet high, with a head like a collie dog and a face like a horse. It had a long neck, wings about 2 feet long, and its back legs were like those of a crane. It had horse's hooves, it walked on its back legs, and held up 2 short front legs and paws on them. It didn't use the front legs at all while we were watching. My wife and I were scared, I tell you, but I managed to open up the window and say, shoo, and it turned around and barked at me and flew away. Now, this is one of New Jersey's oldest folklores. Though people believe it is false, a lot of people say that they've seen it. People ask, what does it look like? Because a lot of people have said different things. But according to this website, mythology.net, which is really good information, it says the Jersey Devil is known to be both terrifying and disgusting, largely due to its horrendous appearance. It says that it is sprouted horns from the top of its head first. It has hideous fur and feathers, and it looks certainly inhuman, and it can reach anywhere from 6 to 10 feet in length. It has a forked tail and disgustingly leathery wings, and it has a terrible glow of shade of red on its eyes. And his face resembled both a dog and a horse. Though it says it sounds like saddening and terrifying screams, sounding both like a tortured human being and a vengeful predator. So based on what has been said, and if you look up on those websites, based on what you've read there, do you think the Jersey Devil is real or fake, based on your opinions? Anyway, I'm Kaylin, and thank you for listening to my podcast, The Unknown. And remember, what you don't know is scarier than what you do know. And please, feel free. I will be uploading tomorrow for my second episode. which is going to be about Bigfoot. So if you would like to listen to that one, it'll be up tomorrow. Thank you again for listening to my podcast, and feel free to check out those websites. Thank you.